Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Tuesday is a magical day here at the BPP. It's the day when music wafts through the corridors like a Pegasus on a cloud of silk. What's that I hear? A hint of Madonna? A couple of fat beats from the Roots? Yes, it's New Music Tuesday here at the Bryant Park Project. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from another magical wafter, the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Zimbabwe's election officials say they are ready to begin tallying the long-awaited presidential vote. Meanwhile, rival factions of the opposition parties are coming together to urge President Robert Mugabe to step down. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton is in Johannesburg.
The two factions of Zimbabwe's Movement for Democratic Change pledged to link up in parliament against President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Standing by his erstwhile rival, Arthur Mutambara, Morgan Tsvangirai said Mugabe must step down because, in a parliamentary democracy, the majority rules. Mutambara said the veteran president must accept his party's defeat.
The two MDC formations are working together in Zimbabwe to defend the people's vote. We are here representing the majority in parliament. So Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF are now in the opposition in parliament.
The outcome of the presidential vote has yet to be declared, but Tsvangirai claims he won outright in the first round. The Electoral Commission said it will begin working with presidential candidates to verify the results from Tuesday.
NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton reporting from Johannesburg. The Austrian man accused of locking his daughter in a cellar for 24 years will be in court today. It's a disturbing story. Authorities think he fathered seven children with her. The man is in custody on suicide watch. An update in the raid of a polygamous compound in West Texas. NPR's Howard Berkus has the story.
The Texas Division of Child Protective Services says at least 29 FLDS girls in state custody have children, and two others are pregnant. These are girls between the ages of 14 and 17, the state claims. And under Texas law, children under 17 cannot generally consent to sex with adults. A state spokesman says the count shows a distinct and pervasive pattern of the kind of underage marriages that prompted the state's raid. FLDS spokesman Rod Parker told NPR earlier that the only two pregnant girls he knows about are 17 and 18. He and civil liberties advocates say the state abused parental rights when it took into custody 463 children from the ranch, which is owned by the polygamist FLDS faith.
NPR's Howard Berkus reporting. Tennessee lawmakers can keep drinking. The state house rejected a ban on free alcohol at official receptions. Opponent said lawmakers are 21. They can make the decision on their own. And that's your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.